Good afternoon. My name is Valentina Rivas, and I am a Program Management Officer at the Competition and Consumer Policy Branch. Let me start by presenting the methodology of this assessment. The findings emerging from this monitoring exercise of voluntary peer reviews recommendations are based on the analytical results of answers received to ANCTAD questionnaires circulated to the 6 peer review countries and further research conducted by the Secretariat. The answers allowed for an analysis of the implementation rate in 5 of the 6 countries, namely Chile, Indonesia, Morocco, Peru, and Thailand. As noted, in Gabon, the dissemination phase was completed in February 2024. An assessment of the implementation rate of the recommendation has therefore not yet been conducted. All peer reviews report contains sections on the legal and institutional framework, describe actions undertaken and law enforcement when applicable, and include conclusions and recommendations. Each report addresses a particular regime. Recommendations are therefore diverse and heterogeneous. For the present analysis, the recommendations categories are as follows. Legal framework, with recommendations on public policy and legislative measures related to consumer protection, and in an institutional framework, with recommendations on interventions by the main consumer protection authorities and other public and private stakeholders, such as relevant ministers, sectoral regulators, the judiciary, consumers associations, and businesses. The results of these peer reviews have been promising, with an average implementation rate of 61% for the recommendations across the first 5 review countries. This is a significant achievement, especially considering the varying levels of development and the unique challenges faced by each country. For example, Morocco, which undertook the peer review exercise in 2018, has implemented 52% of recommendations. Key achievements include legislative improvements to address unfair commercial practices and e-commerce challenges, and strengthening the power of the Directorate for Consumer Protection. Indonesia volunteered for this exercise in 2019 and has implemented 74% of the recommendations. Notable progress includes amending the consumer protection law, introducing a consumer protection bill to address online and cross-border transactions, establishing an integrated complaint system, and reviewing regulations for coherence and effective enforcement. Peru undertook this exercise in 2020 and has implemented 70% of the recommendations. Key improvements include enhancing consumer access to justice with a unified complaint channel, promoting alternative dispute resolution mechanism, updating consumer protection policies for 2030, and focusing on the protection of vulnerable and disadvantaged consumers. Chile volunteered in 2021 and has implemented 50% of the recommendations. Efforts include drafting e-commerce regulations and promoting financial literacy and education. Thailand undertook this exercise in 2022 and has made notable progress implementing 58% of the recommendations. These improvements include addressing the needs of vulnerable consumers, enhancing e-commerce legislation, upgrading ICT infrastructure in courts and the Ministry of Justice, and promoting internal complaint handling mechanism for businesses. While the overall implementation rate is commendable, several challenges persist. Budget constraints have been a significant barrier. Complexities in legal reform processes, stakeholder coordination issues, and the need for enhanced technical assistance and capacity building. These challenges highlight the necessity for continued support to fully realize the recommendations. ANCTAD's technical assistance plays a crucial role in overcoming these challenges. Countries like Indonesia and Thailand, which have benefited from such support, report higher implementation levels. The voluntary peer review have demonstrated their value as a tool for enhancing consumer protection frameworks globally. They have facilitated significant improvements in legal and regulatory frameworks, raise awareness among stakeholders about the importance of consumer protection, foster international cooperation, and knowledge sharing. To further improve consumer protection, it is recommended that member states consider volunteer for peer reviews, and development partners should consider funding peer reviews and technical assistance projects for developing countries. ANCTAD should also evaluate the implementation of recommendations 5 and 10 years post-review to ensure the process remains effective and relevant. In conclusion, the voluntary peer review have contributed to advancing consumer protection laws and policies. They have provided valuable insight, driven reforms, and fostered international cooperation. Thank you very much for your attention.